Now, believe it or not, the law is super duper clear on this. And even the Supreme Court last week agreed. The law says you can't lose your vote because you don't vote. Now, you can't say, well, you didn't vote, which is your right as an American to vote or not vote. And then you decide to vote. You can't say, well, you missed an election. Ha ha. This is highly misunderstood by the press, who said that the Supreme Court authorized removing people because they failed to vote. Not so. Failure to vote by itself is not a reason to lose your vote. You have to get and not return the Kobach postcard in Ohio using Kobach's two things. If you don't vote, they didn't say you lose your vote. They say that's evidence, ready, that you have moved out of the state or moved to a different county.
Right.
Not voting is evidence you've moved. Now, you know what's usually evidence you've moved? A postal change of address card, which the state has 100% access to. They're given computer tapes, by the way, by the state. The state tax records. Believe me, I can tell you, because I worked as a consultant to the governor of Ohio in days when they weren't trogs. And certainly the taxing authorities of Ohio sure as heck knew that I where I was. There's ways that you can find out for 100% sure if someone has moved or not. But instead, they send people a postcard. It doesn't say, have you moved? It says, verify your address, that Kobach postcard. Your name's on the front, your address is on the front. You're supposed to repeat them on the back and send them back. Crazy. But the court said, that's okay. You can remove people if they don't show to vote. And that triggers you sending the Kobach card and you don't send it back. Well, that's good.